Chapter 4 A Christmas Party. Mr. and Mrs. Weston invited the Woodhouse and Knightley families to a dinner party at Randall's on Christmas Eve. Harriet and Mr. Elton were invited too. But the day before the party, Harriet caught a cold and was too ill to go. "Mr. Elton won't come now if Harriet cannot be there," Emma said to herself. So she was very surprised when she heard Mr. Elton speaking about it to her brother-in-law, Mr. John Knightley. Then she heard him agreeing to go in John Knightley's carriage. "Well," said Emma to herself, "it's strange that he still wants to go to the party when Harriet cannot go." Isabella and her father went to Randall's together in Mr. Woodhouse's carriage, while Mr. John Knightley and Emma went to get Mr. Elton. It was very cold, and a little snow began to fall as the carriages left Hartfield. "I never saw a man want to please the ladies as much as Mr. Elton," said Mr. John Knightley, as he and Emma travelled to Mr. Elton's house. "And to please you most of all."
"Me? Are you imagining Mr. Elton to be in love with me? What an idea," said Emma.
"I'm only asking you if he might be. I think you encourage him."
"No, no. Mr. Elton and I are only good friends," Emma replied.
She did not like her brother-in-law giving her advice and said no more.
"People often make foolish mistakes when they don't understand something," she said to herself.
When Mr. Elton got into their carriage, Emma talked to him about Harriet, but he soon moved on to other things.
"It's strange that he has forgotten Harriet already," she thought.
When they arrived at Randall's, Emma often found Mr. Elton at her side, asking her questions. Was she warm enough? Was her father comfortable? She could hear Mr. Weston speaking about his son, and she wanted to listen, but she had to be polite to Mr. Elton. Frank Churchill was Mr. Weston's son from his first marriage, and he was just a baby when his mother died. He was adopted by his rich uncle and aunt, Mr. and Mrs. Churchill, who were Mr. Weston's brother and sister-in-law. Mr. Weston saw his son every year in London, but Frank never came to Highbury. Emma found Frank Churchill very interesting. They were the same age, and their families were close friends.
"I don't plan to marry," Emma sometimes said to herself, "but if I ever do, he could be the perfect husband."
Mr. and Mrs. Weston never spoke of it, but Emma was sure they felt the same. At dinner, Emma was pleased to be sitting next to Mr. Weston, who soon told her his news about Frank.
"I had a letter from Frank this morning. He'll be here in 2 weeks. He has wanted to come since September, but he always has to do what his aunt wants," Mr. Weston said.
"I'm very happy that she has allowed him to visit you at last," said Emma.
After dinner, the ladies went to the sitting room and Emma sat with Mrs. Weston, talking about Frank's visit.
"I'm worried that he won't come this time either," Mrs. Weston told her. "I think Mrs. Churchill will decide again that she cannot manage without him."
At that moment, Mr. Elton came into the sitting room and sat down on the sofa between Emma and Mrs. Weston. Emma was pleased that he talked about Harriet, but suddenly he seemed more anxious about Emma catching Harriet's cold
than about Harriet. "Promise me that you won't visit Harriet again until she's better," he cried.
Emma was cross. John Knightley could not be right, could he? She gave Mr. Elton a cold look, which she hoped he could understand, and went to sit with her sister. Suddenly, Mr. John Knightley hurried into the room with the news that it was snowing heavily. For a while, everyone talked about what they should do. Would the roads be safe? Should they stay at Randall's for the night? Then Mr. Knightley went outside and came back into the room. "The snow isn't thick yet," he said. "There will be no problem travelling home if the carriages leave now."
Mr. Woodhouse hurried to his carriage, followed by Isabella. Mr. John Knightley climbed in quickly behind his wife, forgetting that he should travel in the other carriage. Emma had to travel alone with Mr. Elton. As soon as the carriage was out of the drive, Mr. Elton reached for her hand and began to speak quickly.
"Miss Woodhouse, you must know how I feel about you. I'm ready to die if you refuse me," he cried.
Emma was shocked. Was the man who loved Harriet asking her to marry him? How could this be happening?
"Mr. Elton, I'm very surprised that you say these things to me and not my friend Miss Smith," Emma said.
"Why do you speak of Miss Smith? I only care about her as your friend," cried Mr. Elton.
"Who can think of Miss Smith when Miss Woodhouse is near?"
Emma was too shocked to reply. She pulled her hand away, but Mr. Elton tried to take it again and said,
"Lovely Miss Woodhouse, I believe that you have understood me."
"No, sir," cried Emma. "I have always believed that you loved Miss Smith."
"Miss Smith? Never! She is not my equal. My visits to Hartfield have been only for you, and you gave me hope."
"Mr. Elton, I did not encourage you," said Emma coldly. "Please, do not speak to me of marriage."
Mr. Elton was too angry to say any more. The carriage was going very slowly because of the snow, and it was a few more minutes before they reached Mr. Elton's house. He jumped out of the carriage without another word. At home, Emma first had to look after her father. Then, alone in her room, she could sit down and think.
What a terrible mistake! And poor Harriet! That was the worst thing of all.
She thought back over the last few weeks.
I was sure that the picture showed Mr. Elton's feelings for Harriet, she said to herself. Mr. Elton is the opposite of what I imagined. He cares little about the feelings of other people. He didn't speak to me like a man in love. He only wants a rich wife. If he cannot have Miss Woodhouse of Hartfield with £30,000, he'll soon want to marry Miss somebody with 20 or 10,000. Then she remembered what Mr. Knightley said.
He could see Mr. Elton's true nature then, and I can only see it now, thought Emma. She could not feel sorry for Mr. Elton, but she was very sorry for Harriet. It was foolish to try to bring two people together. Harriet only thought about Mr. Elton because of me.
I was right to stop her marrying Mr. Martin, but that was all.
Emma felt a little more cheerful the next morning, and the weather helped her. Thick snow lay on the ground, and for 4 days she could not go out. She could not see Harriet, and she did not need to explain to her father why Mr. Elton did not visit them. But Emma could not be happy, knowing that she still had to give the painful news to Harriet. A few days later, the snow was gone, and Isabella and her family went back to London. The same day, a letter arrived for Mr. Woodhouse from Mr. Elton.
"He's leaving Highbury tomorrow to visit friends in Bath," Mr. Woodhouse told Emma sadly. But to Emma, this was very good news. She now had to tell Harriet the truth. When she was told, Harriet cried for a long time, but she was not angry with anyone. Emma was as kind as possible. She invited Harriet to Hartfield often and did everything she could to stop Harriet thinking of Mr. Elton.